Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You know, you can finally sing that song because the trees are beginning to turn green. The flowers are beginning to bloom, but the lilacs right now are so fragrant and so beautiful. If you have lilacs, they make a great cut flower. Go out, cut it so that you have a stem of 15 to 18 inches below the bloom. Make your cut at a 45 degree angle. And then strip off about a third of the foliage. Because you want to get some of the leaves off. Bring it in the house. Put it in a tall vase of warm water. But before you do, take the same pruners. And I want you to cut into the stem a slit. So that the water will go in where you made the cut. But when you split the stem down the middle, moisture can get into that plant. And do it early in the morning before it gets hot, while the plant is still cool and it won't get any wilting at all. And once you get those lilacs in your house, they will fill your house with aroma. Oh, it is so good. So take advantage of Mother Nature. Bring in some of the plants. Do some selective pruning. And enjoy the flowers indoors as well as in your garden. And in the meantime, call me. 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from New Hampshire with a question about blueberries.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. My pleasure, sir.
I've had blueberry plants in my backyard probably for about 10 to 15 years. First off is, what's their lifetime? And the other thing is, what can you feed them? You know, maybe if they're still viable to come alive. And the other quickie is, how do you replenish or restore rhododendrons that the deer feasted on this year?
Okay. On your blueberries, I have been to pick your own blueberry places near my house in Maine. And some of these plants are like 8 feet tall and 6 feet wide. And I asked the people at the farm stand how old the plants were, and they said they were over 30 years old. And I went, wow. I said, how long will they last? And they said that they are expecting 35 to 50 years if they're well kept. Now, blueberries require a lot of moisture during the summer months. So what they do, at this big acreage, they cover the ground with straw, with bark mulch, with wood shavings, with compost, 2 to 3 inches thick. And that keeps all the weeds out. It helps to retain the moisture during July and August when your blueberries are really filling full of moisture, getting bigger, and giving you that nice, sweet, case of your blueberries. Okay? So, mulch them heavy. Now, for a fertilizer for blueberries. Blueberries is one of the plants that is the exception for most of your plants. And they prefer an acid soil. And the more acidic, the better the blueberries are going to grow. So, use a fertilizer like Holly Tone or Dr. Earth Evergreen Fertilizer with probiotics, and sprinkle it around the plant according to the height and the width. Follow the recommendations. Do them all like that. When you get done, then I want you to buy another bag of fertilizer called aluminum sulfate. And it will say right on the bag, soil acidifier. And follow the directions on there. And the more acidic your soil is, the better your blueberries are going to be. Now, right now, your blueberries should have some color on them. And what I want you to do is to look at your plant. And if you have some branches that are really growing like crazy, but there's no flower buds, cut that branch back by maybe 20% to slow the growth, to make it bush out, and to encourage it to make flower buds for next year. And if you can feed your blueberries in August, because in August, the blueberries are being picked, but they're also making the flower buds for the following season on the new growth that was made during May, June, July, and August. So the buds are being made on the new wood, and the flowers that are on the plant were made on the year made the previous summer. So you encourage some new growth. You fertilize them in the fall as well as the spring. It will make more buds. Acidify the ground with aluminum sulfate and the rhododendron flower. And then during July and August, if you've got a row of blueberries, instead of putting the sprinkler out in the garden and getting the foliage wet and the berries and everything else, buy a soaker hose, and you can find that at any garden center. And all it is ground up old tires from your car. And they make it into a hose, and it's full of leaks. And you just lay it down, right down the row of your blueberries, turn it on to make sure that it's going to be even. And you can weave it. So you start at one end, go around your blueberry plant, then straight around your next blueberry plant, straight around the next blueberry plant, until they all get a circle from the soaker hose. Once you turn it on and you see that it's working good, cover it with compost, sawdust, pine needles, any bark mulch, anything like that, and that will stop the splashing, and you keep them moist during July and August. Your blueberries will be larger. It'll make the fertilizer work better, and believe me, you'll have the best blueberries, and the growth will start. But during July and August, when you get hot, dry weather, if you can give it that additional moisture, and I'm not saying every day, if once a week for 1 hour you put that soaker hose on, would be great. And your plants will really pay you back for the time that you have given them. So you give that a try. And I guarantee you, your blueberries are going to be a heck of a lot better. And if you've never planted blueberries before, and you're thinking about it for this year, what I want you to do is when you go to the garden center or the nursery, they're going to have early, mid-season, and late. Buy too early, too mid-season, and too late. Give them plenty of room, 4 feet between plants, and that way they don't all come into fruiting at the same time. And you can enjoy fresh-picked blueberries over a 6 week or an 8 week period. If they're coming in too fast, blueberries freeze so easy. And what I do is when I go pick my blueberries, I'll pick, oh, probably 2 or 3 gallons. I'll bring them home. I'll put them in like a cookie sheet in my freezer. I'll let them freeze solid and then break them apart so they're not all stuck together. Put them in freezer bags. Put them in the freezer. And then when I want to make some muffins or pancakes, I open up the Ziploc bag, dump out what I want, re-zip the bag, put it in the freezer, and I've got fresh, frozen blueberries all winter long. Wow, does that taste good? So plant some.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is advising the public to be aware of deer, ticks, and Lyme disease following a record number of cases of bacterial infections last year. Control deer ticks with tick tubes from Deminex. A safe and effective way to control ticks without covering your entire property with toxic chemicals. All it takes is 6 tick tubes per acre, not 100 pounds of chemicals, to keep your family and pets safe. That's tick tubes. Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient, ready-to-use spray. 22 years ago, a small Canadian company called Environmental Factor decided to protect the earth one lawn at a time. Their research team tested hundreds of new materials and organic products to make your home safe for your family and pets, but gentle on the environment. GrubBuster will give you a lawn and garden free of Japanese beetle grubs, fleas, and cutworms without chemicals. GrubBuster is beneficial nematodes, Mother Nature's natural defense system that works. That's GrubBuster.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are on beautiful Cape Cod, and I mean beautiful Cape Cod in the springtime. The flowers, the gorgeous trees, the rhododendrons, the lilacs are absolutely beautiful. And hopefully, where you live, the lilacs are in bloom right now. And I'll tell you what, if you go to my website, paulparent.com, and you click on newsletter, and you look at not this week's, but last week's newsletter, it will tell you everything that you need to know to grow the best lilacs on your property. Pruning, fertilizing, plant care, insects, diseases, it's all there. This past week's newsletter, we talked about 9 different insects that are in your garden. From that little red Asiatic beetle that's eating all of your lilies, to insects in the vegetable garden, the flower garden. So go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, put in your email address, and every Thursday we'll send you a ton of information that I write just for you, and it's free. How can you beat that? If we can help you, the number here, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Mass with a question about apple trees.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. My question is, I started a coconut apple tree with the seeds. This thing is 4 years old. It grew to 8 feet. I cut it back to 4, and all this stuff is shoot all over, but never got a flower out of it.
Okay. Well, it's going to take some time. Most of your fruit trees are grown by seed or they're grafted. And if you were to go to a nursery, for example, and you were to buy a potted apple, peach, pear, plum, cherry, that was a 1-inch diameter stem and planted would be 6 feet tall, would take you 3 to 5 years before it would be well enough established to make fruit. So it's a long-term thing. You gotta have some patience. You have to fertilize it, spray it, keep it clean, and in time it will produce. But because you started it by seed, it's going to take you probably 5, maybe as much as 7 years before it's mature enough, large enough, well enough established to produce apples. Now, for a fertilizer for your apple trees, I want you to use something organic. Either plant tone made by Espoma, and you can find that at most nurseries, and you're going to use 1 pound for every inch thickness of the main trunk of your plant, or Dr. Earth with probiotics. And you're going to follow the recommendations on the package as well. And what you're going to do is you're going to go out from the trunk to the ends of your branches, and that's called the drip line. Take a crowbar. Make a hole in the ground with the crowbar 1 foot deep. And you're going to put 1/2 handful in the hole. And you make a series of holes all the way around the plant, but near the drip line. Not at the base, but near the ends of your branches. And anything that's organic will not burn. And the reason I want you to use a granular fertilizer, like Plant Tone or Dr. Earth tree fertilizer, is if you buy a spike, it's going to be more convenient because you just hammer it in. But you're only getting 1/2 the food because you're paying for the bonding agent to hold it together. So you're going to get 2x the food for 1/2 the money. It's organic and it's going to last longer. Do it today. Give it plenty of water and have some patience.
The problem with traditional long weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We are at Scenic Roots Nursery, and they are located in East Sandwich on Route 6A, and it's about, maybe a 5 to 10 minute drive from the bridge as you come over to Cape Cod. And they're having a great day, all kinds of specials going on, and the assortment of shrubbery and annuals and perennials, hanging basket, proven winners, and all of the products that you need for your lawn and garden are here. Knowledgeable people. And I'm going to be here until 2 o'clock, so if you've got a problem, Bring me a sample, and we'll solve the problem for you. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joan from South Dartmouth, Mass., with a question about growing in window boxes.
Joan, good morning. Tell me about your window box.
How large are they?
My window boxes are
underneath. It's a picture window, and there is an awning. There will be an awning over it. And I have a lot of trees also, and the sun gets there later afternoon, and I have had a lot of luck throughout the years with the impatience, but I do not want to do the impatience this year. I have new window boxes and everything, but I think I would like to try something else if there is something else that I could try.
Oh, sure. There's so many new things for the shade. I'll tell you what my favorite plant is, and I've been growing it in containers for the last 7 or 8 years. It's called an angel wing begonia.
I have those that I leave in the house. I bring in the wintertime, but they don't seem to bloom. Mine don't seem to bloom too much.
And have you grown them in this window box before?
Not in the window box, no. I just took them outside in the summertime, and
yeah,
they just seem to get straggly. And I
have to keep
cutting them back.
Okay, so they're probably not getting enough sun, because they do need like a half a day of sun.
Okay.
But they will take the shade from like 11 until 3, which is the heat of the day.
Right, okay.
But that's one plant.
Okay.
You can put in lobelia. Which is it's a little blue.
Yes,
cascading type. So that's something that you could plant in the front of your window boxes.
Okay.
Let them cascade over. They'll do great. Now, coleus. And you can buy coleus that will stay small. And coleus comes with all different colored foliage on it. You've got pinks and you've got blues and purples and reds and yellows, oranges. So that you're going to get multicolored foliage rather than flowers in that window box all year. Now, wax leaf begonias. And you can buy wax leaf begonias in 6-packs at most nurseries. And there is a green leaf or kind of a purpley crimson foliage, burgundy almost. And you can get it in white, pink, or red blossoms. Now, if you want something more dramatic in the begonia family, other than the wax, but the wax are clusters of small 1-inch blossoms all summer long. Let's say you want something fancy, more eye-striking. You can buy something called a non-stop begonia. And it will have a flower 2 to 3 inches in diameter in white, pink, red, lavender, orange, and they'll grow to be about 1 foot tall. They blossom all summer long with sun to 3/4 of a day of shade. And that's another one that I grow in the back of my house where I'll get some morning sun and sun at the end of the day. I put them in containers on my back step, and they are wonderful. So non-stop begonias, wax leaf begonias, angel wing, but in your case, they are stretching too much, so you want to stay away from that. Lobelia, and you can get white or pink lobelia, but the blue seems to be the most popular because it's so bright and it's so intense. And If you want something that's going to cascade, the vinca vine you can put there. And then the sweet potato vine. And the sweet potato vine comes in green, in purple, in kind of a lime color. And the foliage is absolutely gorgeous. And that will cascade over the side. So, you know, don't be concerned about impatience. If you want to wait a year and try something else, there is plants that are available out there that your local garden center will have for you. But lobelia, wax begonias, non-stop blooming begonias, and lobelia, coleus, there's a good selection. But I'll tell you, there is going to be a shortage of impatiens. All of the growers across the country have either cut back or they're not growing impatiens at all because of the downy mildew problem, because last year there was no cure. Now there is, but there's a shortage. So people that have a shade garden are going to be out early. So what I would suggest, if you don't have the time to plant them, get the plants now. Get your lobelia. Get your wax begonias, your tuberous begonias, your non-stop begonias, your coleus. Get them home. Take care of them. And then when you get a chance, plant them. But if you say to yourself, I can't plant them until the middle of June, I'll get them there. They will not be available because of the shortage of the common impatient. Okay? You can also plant fuchsia. And you can buy upright or cascading varieties of fuchsia. And they do well in the shade also. So there's a few things for you to think about. Go down to your nursery, and I'm telling you, this weekend, next weekend, if you're looking for shade annuals, for containers, for window boxes, for hanging baskets, don't wait. Get it now, because there's a major shortage of impatiens over the entire 48 states. That's how bad it is. Thank you. Just warning you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Rome, Maine, with a question about roses.
John, good morning. How can we help you with your roses today?
Hi, good morning, Paul. Long-time listener. Hi. Since, I think, the 1980s, believe it or not. So, first time
call.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Great.
Question on roses. I've got roses that I did not plant. I bought the house over 10 years ago, and they are lined along about a foot from the drip line of a garage, and it's about maybe okay. 15 feet of roses. And year by year, they seem to slowly deteriorate in terms of their production and health. Really. And I'm wondering what I can or cannot do to or should do to try to bring them back. I don't know when to trim them back. I don't know exactly when to fertilize them. I've tried a few things just from listening to your show, but I thought I'd give you a call and get your advice.
Okay. Now, are they getting plenty of sun?
They are. They're getting very hot sun, midday sun, probably starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, goes off maybe at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but it's the
okay.
midday sun.
Okay. Have you put down mulch around the plants?
I haven't, and the reason is because the roots are so tangled, and I have a bunch of leaves that get in there in the fall, and it's almost impossible to work in there. I could try, I suppose, but there are a lot of decayed oak tree leaves that get in there.
Okay. Decayed oak leaves are fine, but what you want to do, roses require during July and August, when it gets hot and humid and sticky, 3 to 5 gallons of water per plant per week. so that if you can put down a couple of inches of shredded leaves, pine needles, bark mulch, anything that you want, 2 inches thick, to help to keep the weeds out and to help to retain the soil moisture, that's going to help the plants a great deal also. Now, roses are hungry, and they love to be fed. A liquid food like Miracle-Gro is too much work. And if you want to have a good rose, buy a granular fertilizer designed for rose bushes. The reason is, if you put Miracle-Gro on your roses, it's water-soluble. The plant can use it instantly. The problem is, if you're watering on a regular basis, because it's water-soluble, you're going to flush it away from the root system, and the plant doesn't get a chance to take as much food as it needs. If you use a granular organic fertilizer, it will feed the plant slowly over a 2-month period. And if they're growing quickly, if you're watering heavy, then I would feed the roses May, June, July, August, and September 1st. No food after September 1st. And that makes a big difference in the quality of the plant. Use a product from Bayer Abonide that is a systemic that will take care of insects and diseases, and you do that again on a monthly basis. So write on your calendar, the first of the month, roses. You feed them, you put a combination insecticide and fungicide on your roses, and you will bring those roses right back to life. And right now, your roses should be pruned back to about 18 inches. If you can do that, you're golden.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name? Dynamite.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever consume protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are on beautiful Cape Cod, and what a gorgeous day. I hope where you live, you're able to get out in the garden, get the gardens planted. It's the middle of May. It's time for you to get your tomatoes in, your peppers, get your flower boxes planted, your containers. Plant some lilacs, some flowering trees. It's that time of the year. So if you can get all your work done during May and early June, then in July, you can sit on your deck, you can sit on your patio and go, ah, oh, I can relax and you can enjoy your labor of this time of the year while the weather is cool. So get to the nursery. Memorial Day weekend is next weekend. The official start for those of us that live in the Northeast. If you're further south, you're already going crazy. Enjoy it, because gardening is a lot of fun. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Diane from Vermont with a question about ants.
Diane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Good morning back to you, Paul, and thanks so much for taking my call. I've had my house now for about 3.5 years, and when I first moved in, I noticed a medium-sized anthill in the way far back of the backyard bordering on the woods. And I figured, well, that's okay. We can kind of coexist, no problem. Well, I guess that was a mistake, because the ants have now multiplied severely in my backyard and also in my front yard. They seem like they're taking over. You can't take more than 4 or 5 steps before you find another small to medium anthill, and there's a couple of places where there's spots about the size of a garbage can lid. And oh, wow. I was wondering what I could do that would get rid of them but wouldn't hurt my dog because she's out there all the time.
Okay. There's two ways that you can do it. Number one, you can buy a lawn insect control that will take care of the ants, but you'll have to keep your dog off that area for 2 or 3 days. In that case, that's something that you don't want to do.
Right,
so
yeah.
I will tell you what my grandfather told me 40 years ago.
Okay.
And he said to me, Paul, when I was your age, we didn't have the chemicals that you have today. And he said, if you want to get rid of all these ants in the garden, he said, take me to the supermarket, and I will put something together that will solve the ants in your vegetable garden without hurting the plants. So I said, okay, Pop, let's go. So we jumped in the car. I took my grandfather down to the supermarket, and he says, grab that cart. He said, we need a 5-pound bag of white sugar.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay. So we got that. He says, we need to go in the laundry detergent aisle. And I said, okay. He said, look for 20 Mule Team Borax. I said, oh, like the one they used to advertise on the Western shows. He said, exactly.
Right, okay.
He said, get a big box of the soap flakes. We went, we paid for it, we got home. He said, get me a big mixing bowl and a measuring cup. And he said, you're going to take one measuring cup of sugar, one measuring cup of borax that's in the 20 Mule Team Borax. And then we mixed it all up. And he said, sprinkle a little bit wherever you have ants. And
okay.
He said, what will happen is they'll smell the sugar. They'll pick up the sugar and the borax, take it to their nest where everybody will feed.
Okay.
And the borax, once they eat it, will crack the shell of the ant. And the ant will lose all of its liquid, all of its body fluids. And he said, the other thing that you can do is go in your basement and on the cement wall, put a teaspoon every 3 feet on the foundation of your house. And any ants that come in the house will eat the borax and sugar and they'll die. Well, we did it. And in a week, there was no ants. And
oh,
if
wow.
you go to the garden center, there are companies that sell a product to kill ants, and it contains borax.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.